So again, we have a seminal machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban together of dinim for Bnei Noach, and it really touches on obviously a very broad range of issues. You know, in terms of the parshanut, that Yaakov Avinu is both horrified in the short term, and it's something that Yaakov Avinu never let go of with respect to even Ad Yom HaAcharon, Shimon V'Levi Achim, Klei Chamas, Mecherosehem, Besadam Al Tavo Navshibi, Kelam Al Teichad Kvodi, Kivi Apam Hargwish, Uvir Tsunam Al Kurishur, Arur Apam Kiyaz, Rev Rasam Kikashasa, Achalakem B'Yaakov, Afitzem B'Yisrael. So again, Yaakov Avinu's position on this was extremely critical. So to even have a discussion that could potentially justify Shimon and Levi for their action seems very, very strange. And of course, without the Rambam, it would have been impossible to do so. But the Rambam is a particular doctrine that is very surprising, and they came in for a lot of criticism. The Ramban, most notably, but others as well. But to appreciate what's going on, we have to do a quick tour through an entire section of Sanhedrin, which deals with the mitzvos of Bnei Noach. So let's jump right in. Rami, go ahead. Are you reading yesterday? Nidvam of Beis. Shimi, one second. I need the makaros.
Oh, Shimi.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is a pile of
makaros. Okay.
No,
it's okay.
Thank you,
Lam. Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead,
Rami. The Beit Omer Ki Dati Umana Shay Zabed Panava Shayzo Acharam Shamru Derev Hashem Lasso Tzav Mishvad Uman Hidi Hashem Al Abraham Isa Shayzo Vela.
Right, so the raya is Yitzav Hashem Elokim Al Adam Lemor Elu Hadinim, because we see that language of Lamana Asher Yitzav in the context of Avraham Avinu, where it says the word Mishpat. It's interesting. The Ran, I didn't mention this here, but the Ran says that, it says tzedakah and mishpat. The Ran assumes that part of the Dinei B'nei Noach is a chiyuv to give tzedakah. This is an amazing idea. Okay, the Ran derives that based on this pasuk. Lasso is tzedakah and mishpat. So Banav is mishpat, Beso is tzedakah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. This is an amazing idea. So again, even those who don't believe that there was a broader range, right? The Rambam ends up paskining the halacha and hilchos malachim and parak tas halacha aleph, that how many mitzvahs did Adam HaRishon get?
Six.
So even if you have a more minimalist perspective, so within that minimalist perspective, dinim is given a pride of place, which is a fascinating thing. I don't think that's obvious at all. And it's all derived from two words, Elokim ani lo sekaluni, Birkas Hashem, Elokim ani lo simiruni, Elokim ani yehei mora'i aleichem. So how exactly does that translate into dinim? So let's take a look over at Rashi. Yehei mora'i aleichem. Sarara v'rabanos. A fascinating idea. So can you just try to distill what Rashi's saying? That Yehei Morai Aleicha means that you'll follow my laws, Ki Amishpat Lelokim Hu, and what will you not do? This is true even for Bnei Noach. Exactly, right? Lo saguru mipnaish ki amishpat lelokim hu. And so we're saying that this, what is counted as a separate issue, daraisa, and say for dvarim, lo sakiru fanim amishpat, lo saguru mipnaish ki amishpat lelokim hu, it's apparently shayach libne noach as well. Okay, so Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin dafnin vavim debeis, reish lakish shamar, go ahead, Shimi. Misha Tishma Divrehen.
Yeah, I think it was there.
So many years, when we were learning Sanhedrin a few years ago, we talked about this. Does that mean a Peridayan has to literally risk his own life? I mean, it doesn't sound like it's one of the Gimel Chamuros. So I tried to develop a Mahalach at that time that is really based on the idea of Chil Hashem, Ki HaMishpat Elokimu. So once you know what the verdict is going to be, you have no right to be Mizayef as HaTorah. Ziyof HaTorah is Yehareg Val Yavor. But leaving that immediate question aside, so the way that the Gemara in Sanhedrin presents it is that a person, as a dayan, has the right for self-protective reasons to recuse themselves at least up until a point. Okay, so let's see how the Rambam paskins it in Hilchos Sanhedrin. Shnayim shabalof anech ledin. Echad rach, one's a mensch, ve'echad kasha, and one of them is not. Hadayim. So whether it is going to be financial harm, whether he's going to try to, you know, come after your family, whatever it is, the Rambam has an interesting chiddush here at the end. Right, somebody who's irreplaceable as a dayan, so he can't recuse himself because that in and of itself is a, arguably, is going to be irreplaceable damage in terms of coming up with the correct psak halacha. Okay. So what we have here is the Gemara and the Psak Halacha and the Rambam that Bedina Yisrael, certainly there is a right of recusal up until a certain point, at least until the point of Atiodeya, Lehechan Hadin Nota. But again, there was a Mashmos based on Rashi's interpretation of Elokim Ani, Yehei Morai Aleichem, that the din of Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish isn't only a din in Dina Yisrael, but that it can even be applied to Bnei Noach as well. That's a big chiddush. And we'll see that that plays into the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, Eitan, go ahead. This is the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Tes, Amar Reish Lakish. Okay, so the Gemara says the list of the so-called Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, to the extent that we believe there is such a category of Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach, as we noted, it's much more complicated than that. There are many other shitos about how many mitzvos there were, but to the extent that that list exists, it's only things that we consider to be Sheva Al Tase. You're not allowed to kill, you're not allowed to curse God's name, you're not allowed to do Avodah Zarah, but Bikum Ve'ase Lo Kachashiv. So we're not going to count something like the fact that a non-Jew is obligated to perform malacha on Shabbos and that they actually can't go any 24-hour period without doing malacha. Od kol yimei aretz zevek zera v'katzir v'kor v'chom v'kayetz v'choref yom v'alayla lo yishbosu. So then the Gemara says, well, what about dinim? Isn't dinim kum v'asei that a person has an obligation, a non-Jewish person has an obligation to, let's say, live a life of I don't know, civility and order. So the Gemara says, yes, there's a kumase aspect of that, but there's also losase, and the part that's counted the Sheva Mitzvos B'nai Noach is a reflection not of the kumase, but the shev v'altase. So that obviously becomes the heart of this entire issue. So let's take a look at how Rashi interprets this line in the Gemara, and we'll see that it's subject to probably a four-way machlokas rishonim, how to interpret this line. And that is really the framework through which we have to perceive the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban that we'll discuss today. So Rashi says, "Mishani kumase V'shebal ta'asehu. Go ahead, Eitan. This is your Rashi. So Rashi explains that you have, just like you have Betina Yisrael, you have the idea of an asay and a losasay, like by Yantif, right? So you have the model of an asay and a losasay when it comes to Dine Bnei Noach also. So let's try to formulate this as precisely as we possibly can. So you ask Rashi, what's the asay of Dinim? That is Rashi. What are his exact words to formulate that? Ben Sion, go ahead.
Mishpat and Avel, or anti-Avel.
Right. Kum asay Mishpat.
Right.
So one of the big questions is, does that apply to everybody? Or maybe that's limited to the
Dayanim.
Yeah. That's a big question. And what about the Shevi Altase? That for sure applies to everybody. There's everybody. No question. And Ben Zion, what's the Geder? How do we define that?
In what way? And you're saying that it's alive? Or?
Yeah. How does Rashi put that? Filu hu yoshev u batel, even if he's sitting at home, muzar hu shalo.
I lost the place where we found that. Muzar hu shalo laso zavel.
Right. You can't commit injustices.
Right.
And that's what we shave al tase. Okay. So Rashi paskins that this line in the Gemara, ase velo sase, so it has very particular meanings. Kuma se mishpat, shevel tase is losasu avil. So we have to try to understand how the other Rishonim, in particular, the Rambam, looked at this. So let's take a look at the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Yudalit. Again, bearing in mind that line in the Gemara, when it says, oh, dinim is an ase and a losase. So we might expect the Rambam to say something that's reflective of that. The Kate said, mitzuvin hein al hadinim. Yehuda, go ahead. Okay. So this is a very subtle point to the Rambam. The attention is obviously given to the last line because the Rambam is justifying, to some extent, Shimon and Levi's activities. He doesn't necessarily say Shimon and Levi were right, but he says that at least de jure they were liable for a capital penalty. Nischayvu kol bali shchem harega, shchem gazel, v'heim ra'u, v'yadu. They can't claim that, we had no idea. V'lo danuhu, and they did not apply justice. Now, if you take that line in association, going back to Rashi, you would say, upon whom does the obligation to generate mishpat devolve? If you just had that last line in the Rambam, what would you say, Rami?
Everybody.
But that really can't be what the Rambam means, because, well, what's the difficulty internally in the Rambam with that approach? Yehuda? Right. So you have to say something a little bit more subtle. Heim ro'u v'yadu v'lo danuhu. Meaning that all of the Baalei Shechem were guilty because they had a responsibility to ensure, let's say, that their courts would adjudicate this situation. Right? Clearly he's saying that the responsibility is everybody's, even though he's saying that generally the mitzvah of dinim is lahoshev es hadayanim v'shoftim. So it's a very fascinating position, actually. It's a more subtle position than people give the Rambam credit for having. They say, oh, dinim for the Rambam is hoshavas dayanim. It's only the dayanim. No, can't be that. It's actually sort of a collective responsibility, if you will, chovas hatzibur in any municipality, or at least any province, b'chol pelech v'pelech, to make sure that the courts are functioning and doing their job. and Lo Yetzir, the courts are not functioning and doing their job, that it's David not only to the discredit of the Dayanim, but actually represents a violation on the part of everybody there. And we have a principle of Azharasan Zohi Misasan. As Rambam says, Benoach Shavar Lachas Mishavah Mitzvahs Elu Yehareg V'sayef V'mnezen Yishchaivu Kol Ba'alei Shechem Harega. Now, what appears to be missing, we'll go to Eli in just a second and then Yehuda, but based on the Gemara, what appears prima facie to be missing from the Rambam? Eitan? Very good. What do you make of that? It really does seem the Rambam extracted the Kol Maaseh. Where is the Lo Sa'asu Avil?
Rebbe, can we just repeat what Eitan said? I wasn't able to hear over Zoom.
Better yet, why don't you be mechaving to what he said? What part of the Rambam is omit? What part of the Gemara does the Rambam omit?
Right, the Lo Sa'asu.
There you go. The power of a clear and logical mind. More important than technology. So there is one possibility within the Rambam. Some of the Nosei Kalim, I think Bedochak, try to stick it into the Rambam. Eli, what do you think? Okay, so just hang on one more second so we get in this part of the Rambam. David? Interesting. Baruch Shekivanta. It's going to take us a long time to get to that idea. Okay? Anybody know which Rishon says that? Okay, what David said is what the Meiri thinks. Any words in the Rambam that you might want to suggest? Connote? Imply? Lo Sa'asei? We say, dinim kumase velosase ninhu. So their job is to adjudicate the six mitzvos, as the Rambam says. Chayavim lahoshe dayanu v'shotim v'chopelach v'adun v'sheish mitzvos elu. Yehuda, what do you think? Right. Okay. But even if I'd be willing to grant you that assumption, I probably wouldn't. But if I was willing to grant you that assumption, I don't know that I see the Lo Sa'asei there. Because again, the failure is to adjudicate. They have to be done Sheish Mitzvos Elu, and Heim ro v'yadu v'lo danuhu. That's the asay. That's kum asay. Where's the shevel tasay? Ben Zion?
I would think that the term lahazir connotes.
Very good. Okay, so some of the Nosei Kalim say that lahazir asah means they have to warn people not to do avel and things like that. Not sure. The Rambam seems pretty focused on just Sheva Mitzvos Elu, but okay, so very good. Ben Zion Baruch Shekivanta, some of the Nosei Kalim think that that's pshat for the Rambam. Very good. Eli, you were waiting, then back to Yehuda.
Doesn't the Rambam say that Pelach only applies in Eretz Yisrael?
Okay, so what Eli is referring to is Hilchos Sanhedrin and Perek Aleph, based on the Gemara and Makos on Dav Zion. What exactly is the chiyuv to be Moshev Batei Din outside of Eretz Yisrael? There are two different girsos in the Rambam, but that is one way of understanding the Rambam. So what emerges, according to that approach, the Ramban disagrees. Or the Ramban, let's say, has two deos himself. The Ramban says it could be that it's Bechol Pelech V'Pelech, or maybe you just have ad hoc courts. You don't have real courts that are sitting in Chutz La'aretz. But you are correct that one way of understanding the Rambam is that what the Rambam thinks is that in the Chutz La'aretz you only need a Bechol Pelech V'Pelech, V'lo Bechol Ir V'Ir. In which case, it'd be something really interesting that emerged in our Shir Hakdamah to Sanhedrin. We spent a lot of time on this point. If you assume, like Eli assumes, that that's the correct Girsa in the Rambam, so then Dine B'nei Noach comes out to the same ubiquity in terms of presence of Batei Din as Dine Yisrael in Chutz Laretz. That's a really interesting parallel. Something to think about. Yehuda. So you're basically adumbrating what the Ramban wants to know. So what exactly did the Rambam have in mind? Right? Heimro v'yadu v'lo danu, and therefore nischayvu kol ba'al ishchem harega. So what do you're right? Because that's but you're reading the Rambam correctly. Benoach shavar lachas mishavah mitzvos elu. Right? So he's supposed to go in and tell the Dayan, you don't know what you're doing. Right, that was a case of gezel. You weren't done properly, so you know. Well, I'll give you 5 minutes to write a letter to your family, but that's it. So it's almost like a wild system that the Rambam generates. But it's important to know that because if it gets a little tautological, but right, if the citizen of Shechem didn't do that, then he himself is chayav misa. So he would say, "You're rodef me." Everybody follow that? You're a rodef against me. Because you were not adjudicating properly. That means I'm going to be chayav misa. So, Yehuda, you sort of put your finger on what the Ramban considers to be the absurdity of this doctrine. What were they supposed to do? But, it is important to note that, especially according to Rashi and Sanhedrin that we saw, so, it's not impossible to make this argument, but it is an uphill battle. Okay, so Yehuda, you put your finger on one of the really important questions here. Any other questions before we proceed? Okay, so the Rambam is obvious. Oh, yeah, no, go ahead. You mean the fact that he's holding everybody accountable? Rov yadu v'lo danu, right? So that's what he called it. It's a very subtle position. Because he says, really, that dinim is dayanim. But at the same time, if the dayanim aren't doing the job, so then everybody's responsible. There's this collective guilt. It's a very strange doctrine. Very difficult. Okay. So, now, again, I just want to inoculate the Rambam against one thing. So, you know, let's say, since second grade, when you guys learned this Rambam, everybody told you the Rambam said Shimon and Levi were correct. So the Rambam didn't say Shimon and Levi were correct. Okay? What the Rambam said is, Nischayvu kol ba'al ishchem harega, is that you can make an argument that de jure, that they were all chayiv misa. Doesn't mean that they were doing that it was the right thing for Shimon and Levi to do. You could have all kinds of practical objections. Well, even if somebody is chayav misa, that you're not actually going to put them to death. And that actually is particularly appealing for the Rambam, because Ilan, what do we know about the Rambam Shita, especially when it comes to B'nai Noach? Give me two examples where the Rambam says, well, technically speaking, this kind of B'nai Noach really would be chayav misa, but we're not really going to put him to death for all kinds of reasons. Well, there we, Mashen can be Yisrael.
Yeah, that we
there he would say definitely he's Chayav Misa.
If he saw somebody that was being rodeif after somebody else and he killed them, but when he could have said, save them.
So that's also on the list with Trefa and Ubar. The Rambam says, right, Mashen can be Yisrael. It's Shrichas Damim for Yisrael, but we're not going to penalize him. But what are the two examples where the Rambam says, really, he's chayav misa, but we're not really going to put him to death because, you know, Talmud Torah and Nachri Shabbos. Okay, so the Rambam can have an idea that really a Nachri is chayav misa without saying it's necessarily the right thing to do to kill them. Okay, you got there. So let's take a look at the Radvaz. The Radvaz jumps in. We'll see the Ramban. Shimi, we'll see your Me'iri as well. So let's jump in with the Radvaz. Avi, go ahead. Mipneza nischayvu.
Vim tomar amai amar Yaakov achartem osi v'gomer Kevan de Medina Katluluhu. The Ishlomar Kevan Shikibu Alehem Amila Gesh Niskai Katashnola Dami.
Wow. Okay. So the Radvaz took the line as seriously as a person could take it and says, no, the Rambam really was making a very strong and vibrant defense of Shimon and Levi. Ah, but Yaakov was retorting based on the halacha of Gershon is Gaia. Exactly. Kikatana Nola Dami. So that's the Radvaz wants to defend the Rambam's basic doctrine. It says, oh, Nischaivu kol ba'al ishchem harega. That's what the Rambam means to say. But, of course, once they underwent Bris Milah, so they were like different people. So they're able to expunge their record, any chiyuve misa that they would have had, based on Gershon Yisgayer, Kekatan Hanola Dami. Okay? So that's a fascinating idea in the Radvaz. Shimi, go ahead.
I have a comment on the Rambam.
Yeah.
So it could mean that when he says Baal Eshchem, he means like the upper class people who actually had the power to judge, but isn't including every man, woman, and child who Shimon and Levi killed.
It's an original reading of the Rambam. I think it's original, but I don't think it's correct. Okay. So let's take a look at the Rambam. Okay. Want to do it. Israel, go ahead. Messiah, okay. Right, so it's like the Rabban is taking that a little bit in a concrete way, right? That, Harezeh HaRoah, Yehareg Besayef, okay, like you actually witnessed it. I'm not so sure about that. But anyway, Mivnezeh. Right, so you see that the Ramban, Shimi, it's a machlokes between you and the Ramban, because he's saying that this could be used to justify killing everybody in Shechem, okay? V'chilkam, v'hefitzam. Exactly. In other words, you could say that Yaakov could have been upset at the time because he thinks that it's a disaster from a practical standpoint. So that Yaakov is concerned that they're all going to come and gang up on him. And Yaakov is right. If you read the Chumash, why does it say that Yaakov got away? What are the two words that the Torah attributes Yaakov's survival to? Chitas ho'elokim, that there was fear of God, and Yaakov and his sons were able to get away. Without the chitas ho'elokim, without this divine fear that came over the Chivi tribes in the area, there is no way that Yaakov would have gotten out of there alive. So the Ramban says, okay, you can say that that's true. So why is Yaakov still angry on his deathbed? He should have said, okay, history proved you correct. We survived, and it doesn't really make sense that Yaakov would still be so angry. It's one thing for him to be angry in Parshas Vayishlach. It's another thing for him to be angry in Parshas Vayichi. Okay, so the Ramban says, the Rambam made a wholesale error. The Rambam's doctrine is wrong from beginning to end. The Rambam completely misunderstood what the scope of dinim is for Bnei Noach, maybe because the Rambam did not correctly understand what the Gemara said when it says that it's kum v'ase and ashem v'altase. Okay, v'aldati, so the Rambam says the following. Okay, that's what you might call the kum ase. Avaltzivos, Geneva, and Ona, and Oshak, and Schar Sachir, so, you know, Bavakama, and Bavamitsia, Vidine Hashovrim, Ones, and Mephatik, Masachta Ksuvis, back to Bavakama. So we have Choshen Mishpat, and they have the same basic obligations. So instead of having Kenasos and Dine Mamanos, as Haras and Zoe Misasan, they die for everything. Then it makes the Code of Hammurabi look like it was written by, I don't know, the far left. Okay? Interesting. So he thinks the Rambam also got it wrong on the Bechol Pelech V'Pelech point, that you actually need... And it makes sense, because if the Ramban, the courts are going to be very busy. They better be municipal courts, otherwise you're going to have backups, right? So you need the Dayanim Bechol Ir V'Ir Ki Yisrael. Okay, so the Ramban here has an amazing chiddush. So the Ramban says, no, it's what the Gemara says. There's kum v'ase, there's shev v'altase. But what's the only thing that you can be put to death for? As harasan zoi misasan, only the losase components. Gazal, v'ashak, anas, pita, all of those are capital crimes for Bnei Noach. But in terms of the mitzvahs asay, lehoshev es hadayarim, which he thinks is not just b'chol pelech v'pelech, but b'chol ir v'ir, from that standpoint, the Ramban says, there's no responsibility whatsoever. You were just mevatel a mitzvah asay. There's no din of azarasan zoi misasan by a mitzvah asay. So because the Rambam didn't really have the shev al tasay, so he had to have an azarasan zoi misasan essentially for the asay component, lehoshev dayarim. So Ramban says the whole thing was a wholesale categorical error of the Rambam that we can trace back to the Gemara, Nun Chesem Dbez, Nun Tesam Ral. It's a remarkable distinction, okay? They're really Mimizrach V'Admarav here in terms of their understanding. Okay, let's go further. Rishalmi Amru. Avo Pishata Yudea Shata Shalei Mimenu. You really know what the halacha is. Nira mikan shirashay hagoy lo mar lebali hadin. Eini ki tosefes hi be Yisrael. So what's the second major chiddush of the Ramban? Not only is the Ramban in disagreement with the Rambam, but the Ramban stakes out his position that the Isser of Lo Sagru Mipnei Ish is only relevant but Dinei Yisrael, that there is no such din for Dinei Bnei Noah. The Dayanim themselves have a right to recuse. So what's he saying? Kal v'chomer, if the Dayanim can do that, then the people of the city certainly cannot be held responsible for dinim that are not properly adjudicated. Right? Right? This is what Yehuda was saying. What are they supposed to be, you know, rising up and killing off the people who are the justices of their courts? And then the Ramban says the whole thing was a fool's errand. The Rambam had to come up with this very unusual doctrine of what dinim are, which is lahoshiv dayanim. The Rambam came up with this entire doctrine when it was so easy for him to find the chiyuv. Right? Because there are other mitzvos b'nei noach. Last time we checked, there was avodah zarah. Okay? So you don't have to go so much further than that. Okay? Yaakov, why don't you take over? If you wanted to justify Shimon and Levi, you didn't have to come up with this idea that as harasan zoi misasan even applies to mitzvah saseh, lahushim es hadayanim. And not just for the dayanim themselves, mind you, but for all the Baalei Shechem. With b'mechilas kvod taraschah applying to the entire city of Shechem. Okay, go ahead, Yaakov. People in Shechem, you know, this is not from, this is obviously not from, the most ethical of societies here, right? They're all over the Avodah Zarah. That's number one. So if you're looking for a theoretical justification, why not that? Number two, right, the Torah testifies, ki chol tovos Hashem asher saneh, asu anshei haaretz lifneichem, that they're involved in every kind of Giloy Arayos under the sun, right? Kemaseret Kanana Sheratem Baim Shama Lo Sasu V'chuk Oseyem Lo Sein Leichun. Okay? The Kasev Tzobach Aleyem Mekam Mekomos. The entire Torah is filled from beginning to end with criticism of them. Ra'anan Lo Solmad La'asos Ketoavos Agoyim Ahem. The entire Torah is about how all these people were over the Avodah Zarah, mitchila v'ad sof. So why in the world would you need to have, an incredibly innovative doctrine of how they're chayav mishum dinim, because they, didn't properly adjudicate their own dayanim, just say they're over the Avodah Zarah and megali arayos. End of story. Why do you need more than that? Megali arayos. And so on, she arets a shirli fnechem, but titma arets. Ella! Right, so the Ramban says there's no question if you're asking, legally speaking, are they guilty of capital crimes? They're guilty of capital crimes every day of the week and twice on Sunday. The question is whether Yaakov and his sons should adjudicate that in a practical sense. Now, in one point of defense of the Rambam, as I mentioned, I think the Rambam himself would be open to that idea. When he said, the fikach nischayvu kol baalei shechem harega, it does sound like he thinks it's a dinim-related issue. Heimro v'yadu v'lo danu. But he's not necessarily saying that Shimon and Levi did the right thing. So if there's one point that I think we could be merachim on the Rambam for, it's that he wasn't necessarily advocating that Shimon and Levi did the right thing. Okay, so aval inyan shechem ki b'nei Yaakov. So, it wasn't a question of they did this crime specifically or that crime specifically, but, right, Asher Timei Es Dina Chusam, and they decided, you know what, even though normally, we're living amongst Ovdei Avodah Zarah, we could kill not just the people in Shechem, but the people in every city in Israel, or ancient Canaan, but they felt that after these people had assaulted and violated and defiled Dina, so they were going to take Nekama. So now this is some fancy footwork that the Ramban is doing to preempt whose doctrine? The Ramban obviously considered it. The Ramban is doing very fancy footwork in this line to tell you, oh, I think somebody's wrong, Eitan? Beautiful. He said, yeah, they thought about that, Gershon is Gair, Kikatan Anola Dami, but they said, this Mila is nonsense. Why? They didn't really mean it. They did it lahachnif ladoneihem. They did it for political purposes. It was a farce. Okay. Go ahead, Yaakov. Okay, so Yaakov, we can already justify why he's upset in Parshas Vayishlach, because that's a sakana. Fine, it was they endangered all, and again, in Som Chenal Anes, Vayichi Tasa Lokim Al Ha'arim, it really did require a miracle. Okay, so Yaakov's anger in Vayishlach is justified, but what about Vayichi? Visham in Vayichi, Ara Apam Kiyasu Hamas, V'yashavnu itchem, v'hayinu l'am echad. V'ulai. So in the end of the day, the Ramban says that the reason Yaakov was upset after all of those years was because Yaakov and Shimon and Levi had a different Shikul Hadas. That in the end of the day, Yaakov was still angry because he was saying to Shimon and Levi, is how do you know that they weren't sincere? So Shimon and Levi thought the Mila is nothing and it's just a Chanifa. And they're doing it because, you know, they want to advance themselves, you know, in terms of Shechem and Chamor, and they're sort of pressured into doing it. And Yaakov says, how do you know? V'yashavnu itchem, v'ayinu l'am echad. Maybe they were prepared to turn the corner. So I would say, you know, the Ramban there is not obviously saying what the Radvaz said, right, in terms of Gershon Yizgar Kigatan Anola Adam. He's not making a technical argument, but he's saying Yaakov was open to the possibility that these people were really going to turn things around, okay? And the fact that Shimon and Levi slaughtered them in cold blood without giving them an opportunity, Ulai Yashubu Lashem, so that was the big crime of Shimon and Levi, and that's why Yaakov is still upset about it in Parshas Vayechi. But again, it hinges on a very, very subtle point, which is how do you evaluate the intentions of the people in Shechem? Because from a technical standpoint, the Ramban is moda 1,000 times over to the idea that they're chayiv misa. But they're not chayiv misa mishum dinim. You don't need to get them on tax evasion. You can get them on avodah zarah and gilui arayos. Every single one of them. And the idea of dinim, he thinks, is a wild idea. First of all, there is a chayiv misa for dinim, but that's only on the lo saseh side. It's not on the mitzvah saseh side. In terms of Lahoshev es Hadayanim and Kalvachomer, it's not going to apply to the average citizens of the city. What exactly are they supposed to do? Right? What are they going to be done as Adonaihem? He thinks it's very strange that the Rambam has such an idea. So this is a famous rejoinder of the Ramban. So again, if you take the Radvaz's approach, Gershon is Gar Katan Anolodam. If you take the Ramban's approach, what Yaakov is saying is, Ulay Yashuvu Al Hashem, who knows? Who knows? Maybe they're prepared to turn things around. And that Yaakov was very, very angry that they preempted that as a theoretical possibility. Okay, let's pause here. I saw a number of hands. Rami, go first.
When would Ravana draw the line? Like, at what point would Yaakov have said, you know what, now there's no way that they were going to go back?
It's impossible to answer. But after they said, you know, v'yashavnu itchem, ayinu l'am echad, and they went through with the bris milah, that's not nothing. So he was open to the possibility that there was a measure of sincerity here. Okay. Any other questions? Yeah, Eitan.
Sorry,
That's the one point where I'm willing to concede that the Rambam never says Shimon and Levi did the right thing. He says Mipnei Davar Zeh Nischayvu Kol Balei Shem Harega. I think that the Rambam could very much be open to the idea of that they created a sakana, that Yaakov Avinu was correct, etc. Correct. He says we tell them that they're chayiv misa, but that we're not really going to do it.
But he doesn't say that here. So if we're drawing proof from incidences where the Rambam says that explicitly, then wouldn't it be hard to draw that proof here where he doesn't?
It was just sort of like the Ravacha de Milsa. I don't think you need the. Those two cases anyway, but even if, let's say, if I was putting more weight on them, but the major weight that I put on here is that the Rambam never comes out and says Shimon and Levi were correct. He just says Nischayvu Kol Balei Shem Harega. That's my main point. But I think that there's still reason to look at those other cases, because what the Rambam, I think, is generating is this notion that, okay, in many situations, a person can be Chayiv Misa for, you know, Bnei Noach, and we're not going to adjudicate it. So the Rambam, halacha lemaisa, you know, because it's the Yad HaChazaka, so he has to tell you what to do. He has to give you an actual prescription. He doesn't have to tell you what to do in terms of, you know, Shimon and Levi, because that's only a historical case. So I still think there's a chiluk between the two. And so the Rambam's giving you psak halacha. Maybe sometimes we don't think about the Rambam that way, because, you know, we're the Lundus, but he's actually giving you a psak halacha. What do you do if you see a Nachri, and he's there, you know, again, Lashita Saramban, he can basically learn anything, because he can learn Tzuvis, he can learn Baba Kama, he can learn Baba Mitzia. According to the Rambam, he's got to learn a little bit less. So if you see him, according to the Rambam, I don't know, learning about the Isser of Nivela, and you tell him, look, like Era Sherbi Sharacha Tinana Vachalat, and he says, no, I'm really learning about Nivela so I can understand more of the Lamdas of Aver Minachai, probably exonerate himself. But let's say you take a more narrow view of that topic, that Nevela and Eber Minachai, let's say you hold like Tosos, like Rashi, in terms of the relationship between Eber Minachai, that Maven Yavin, in Osavuach. Okay, so if the Rambam would agree to that point, so you got him. He's learning about Dine Nevela, that he's Osek Batorah, he's Chayim. So what are you going to do? So you go to Rabbeinu Moshe Ben Maimon, and you write him a Mechtav, and you say, you know, Rambam, how should we handle it? Stevie the Chivi over here is learning about Dine Nevela. So he would say, okay, go over to him and tell him that it's a serious Aveira, and that he's Chayav Misa, but we're not going to implement it. And that he should turn a few Dapim to learn about Eivor Minachai. Okay, so that's the Ramban. So David, because you were Mechavein, why don't you take a look at the Meiri? So obviously, it's always nice to see the appellations of the Meiri. So his title for the Ramban is Ktsas Gedole Hadoros. It's a nice, that has a nice ring to it. Gedole Hadoros. Okay. So a third shita. So we had the Radvaz Gershon Isgar Katan and Oladami. We had the Ramban Ula Yashuvu Al Hashem, and we have the Meiri saying it was Lefnei Meshura Asadin. He made an agreement with them. By the way, where do we see that somebody makes an agreement with non-Jews, even though it's all under false pretenses, but he feels it'll be a Chol Hashem to change it? Eli, right? Exactly. So Yeshua Ben Nun with the Givonim. So the Meiri is saying something very similar, that Yaakov Avinu, he made a commitment. So you make a commitment. So lasso simahem lifnim mishura sadin. But the Meiri, and David, this is I'm so amazed that you thought of this on your own. So the Meiri has an incredibly fascinating reading of the Rambam. He says, no, the Rambam was reading the Gemara in a very, very, very careful way. The Gemara says there's kumase and there's sheval tase. So the kumase in the Rambam we have no trouble figuring out. That's the Hoshavas Hadayonim. But he says, Mimela, through being Moshev Dayanim Ladun, so there's also a Sheval Tase. Uladati Hoshavas Dayanim Bichlal Dinim Hu. Vehadinim Hu Minias Ha'avel Ve'achamas Ve'azharahi. That by having Dayanim there, let's say to adjudicate things like Gazel, like Eshes Ish, so that's what we mean by Sheval Tase. That is what we mean by Azharas and Zoe Misasan. Minias Ha'avel Ve'achamas. Which is an amazing thing. So he's saying that if the Dayanim, this is justification of the Rambam, if the Dayanim are not done these cases, then the sin of omission becomes a sin of commission. Their failure to implement the assay in terms of the Dayanim means that they're legitimizing the spread of Avel v'chamas. It's a los assay, as harasan zoi misasan. They're legitimating this behavior. If you don't hold people to account, if there's no accountability, then it's as good as committing the gezel or the chamas yourself. So that's how the Rambam understood the Gemara. He didn't ignore the fact that dinim isn't just a kumase, but it's also a sheval tase. It's just the sheval tase is built into their responsibility. So if the dayanim don't hold people to account in the other areas, they have a murder trial. And they don't hold people to account, so that's not a failure. Just this is the Meiri's reading. On the Kumase side, but that's a failure in terms of the Losase. Losasu Avil. Because it says if they just, Ki'ilu, got up and committed a murder. V'adinim hu minias ha'avel v'achamas v'azharahi. It's an amazing idea. So David, that's exactly what you anticipated. L'dati hoshavas dayanim bichlal dinim hu v'adinim hu minias ha'avel v'achamas. Right, so why was Yaakov so upset? Right, it's as if the courts of Shechem were legitimating Gezel and Arayos and maybe other such things. So the answer is, Lifnei Meshurat HaDin, he made an agreement with them. Once he made the agreement with them ex post facto, he had to stick by that agreement. So what we have in the end between the Ramban and the Meiri is two very different conceptions of what it means to fail to hold people to account. And it's deeply reminiscent of a Mishnah in Masechta Makos to me. There is a machlokas in the Mishnah in the first parak of Masechta Makos between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon were like me. They think capital punishment's not such a good idea. The Torah is setting up, you know, theoretical constructs is really what a person deserves to get, but we'll do everything that we can to exonerate the person. Really, really we don't, not interested. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Memes and Mechaya, B'nai Basar Vadam, we don't really want to do that. That was Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Tarfon said, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon said, Lu Yitzir, we lived at a time when they were done eating the fashos. They didn't, because we know that 40 years before the Chorban Abayas, there was no more dinei nefashos because the Sanhedrin went into galus. So Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon say that had we been there, we would have scuttled every case. We would have been able to exonerate them. Because in the end of the day, let's say that's Hashem's realm, and our failure to implement justice, so okay, so you want to get us in being mevatel and mitzvah saseh, so we're not going to do that. We'll, ve'elukim ina liyado v'samti l'cha makom asher yano shava. Zchus al yidei zakai, chov al yidei chayev. Let God do God's work, and we're not going to get in that business. So Rabbi Shimon Liel says about that, right? I like to say the senator from Oklahoma. So af heim marbe shovchei damim b'Yisrael, that your omission, your inability, your unwillingness, or lack of will, whatever it is, to hold people to account, so it's as if you are the shovchei damim. You're marbe shovchei damim b'Yisrael. Because when you don't hold people to account, what you're basically saying is that this kind of behavior is acceptable. So that's really what the Me'iri is coming to. The Ramban says, look, what are you going to get them for? At the end of the day, they were Mevatel and Asay. That's not an Isser Misa. That's not Asharasan Zoe Misasan. So Me'iri says that very well could be Asharasan Zoe Misasan. Because the failure to implement the Asay here translates to a Los Asay. And the Los Asay, again, it's a very grave thing. Miniyasa Abel, Be'achamas, or even worse, Afhe Marbe.